And I'm A. Martinez in Culver City, California. Along the U.S. border with Mexico, federal agents are struggling to handle a record influx of migrants, and the Biden administration is facing bipartisan criticism for its handling of the surge. A large number of unaccompanied minors are being allowed in and are being held in overflowing temporary detention facilities. Now, Republicans in Congress are sharply critical of what they now call the Biden border crisis, but it's unclear what they offer as solutions. Joining us now is Florida Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez. He was part of a group of Republicans who visited the border yesterday. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Paint the picture for us. So what did you see along the border?
Well, I saw a massive influx of new migrants coming across the border. The border patrol agents estimated about 100,000 came in February alone. I saw hundreds of children being held at a customs and border patrol facility. Many of them, you know, between the ages of 5 and I guess 17, very young, come here alone, unaccompanied. This is just the beginning of what many Customs and Border Patrol agents think is going to be a flood of migrants coming across the border. And so it's very troubling. I think that the policies that that the Biden administration has articulated now is giving a green light for migrants to try to, you know, make this crossing, and it's pretty dangerous for them to do so, and it's it's a profit center for
Congressman.
How
are they a green light? How are those policies a green light?
Well, because when you say that don't come now but come, when you do catch and release, when you stop the policies that you had and agreements that you had with Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras and other countries to return these migrants back to their countries, the asylum seekers were being held in Mexico instead of coming into the United States, that's kind of a green card. And I'll tell you why. When somebody who's seeking asylum actually crosses in the United States and then is not returned back to Mexico, in the United States, since the asylum hearing takes some years, those folks are now allowed to go into the country, and then they establish some kind of a life. Many of them, the majority actually do come back for their hearing, but 90% of those that come back for their hearing are denied the asylum. Then the judge says, well, I'll give you a certain amount of time to finish out your affairs here in the United States. Mm-hmm. And that's when most of them never show up. So 99% of those never show up again. If you had them over in Mexico, once they had their asylum hearing and 90% are denied asylum, then they're returned back to their country.
But what are the chances that they can actually come back for their hearing?
No, they do come back for their hearing. So they're waiting in Mexico. The former policy, come back for your asylum hearing. You would have your asylum hearing, but instead of being here in the United States for 2 or 3 years, they would be in Mexico waiting. If they're allowed asylum, then they enter the country. But again, it's that since 90% are denied here in the United States, it's that 99% of those that are denied, when they are allowed to finish their affairs in the United States, those are the ones that disappear. So that's a green light right there. That catch and release now is part of the new policy. And so again, that's a green light too. And look, this is not just, you know, dangerous for us, because our Customs and Border Patrol agents are saying that not only are they seeing people from Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala, et cetera, coming in, but they're also seeing people from Iran. They have a lot of Chinese nationals are coming in, which are paying $35,000 a head to get to be transported across the border. This is, again, a huge money-making operation for these traffickers. And then these traffickers also use this influx.
Congressman, it's Joe Biden's policies that are at fault here. So what would you like to see President Biden do right now? Now, 55, 56 days into his administration, that would be a solution that you'd be okay with?
Well, number one, it's not a solution, but it would stop the flood, would be restore the Trump-era policies, no catch and release. Have the migrants or have the
but you know that wouldn't happen. You know that's not going to happen.
Well, that's what you asked me what I would do. That's what I would do. Okay.
And but something so, that
know,
would
that
actually,
so,
yes,
that.
You have
if
to also
if
make,
he wouldn't
yeah.
do that, if he wouldn't do that, okay, that's up to him. But the Trump era policies were actually stopping the flow. Other additional things need to happen. Number one, we need to add hundreds of new judges at the border to process these asylum requests, and so that the new influx would be held until their asylum requests their hearings are actually conducted. If you had hundreds of more judges to do that, you don't have to release them into the United States. 90% of those appeals are going to be denied because they're not seeking asylum. They're told what to do. They would be returned back to their country of origin, and the word would get out this, hey, unless you really have a good case for asylum, don't try it because you're just going to be deported back. Those are some of the things that we could do and do fairly quickly in order to stop this this influx.
When it comes to the White House, they say they're working on solutions, and the solutions are at least being blamed in part the situation, I would say, in part to the system set up by the Trump administration. You mentioned catch and release. Also, migrant protection protocols, too, the Remain in Mexico policy. Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about the criticism, and she said there really aren't a lot of options.
The options here are send the kids back on the journey, send them to unvetted homes, or work to expedite moving them into shelters where they can get health treatment by medical doctors, educational resources, legal counseling, mental health counseling. That's exactly what we're focused on doing.
When it comes to these kids, Congressman, what should the Biden administration be doing with the children?
Well, we need to find a way to disincentivize the families from sending their children, here to begin with.
The ones that are here, though.
The ones that are here now, you have to take care of them. I mean, they're here. And you have to also assure, we also need additional resources to assure that the families or the number. Look, a lot of these kids come in with a number attached to them, some kind of a contact information. We have to make sure that those are either family members that will take care of them.
I'm sorry, Congressman. I got to leave it right there. That's Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez from Florida. Congressman, thank you very much.
Thank you.